Then
tell me more.
And you guys are gonna hear a microphone go, "Oh, you!" Oh wait, these mics are so quiet right now. Okay,
yeah.
Hello. This is the influence of Wiggly Pears. You know, because I'm talking about two people, not singular. And who is making this the second half of this dynamic duo right now?
Definitely not Jason Taylor.
Gee, he might be a Taylor. He might be a jailer.
I am a jailer, actually. You're going to jail.
Wait,
spread your shit.
explicit. Sorry. Explicit warning. Yeah, I'm here with Mr. Jason of... what bands are you in?
I don't know. No. I am in Whiskey Rose with some very lovely people.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. No.
Not kidding. That's a joke. It's a bit,
we swear. And then I am very fortunate to be in a beautiful band called Crank It. Got some lovely people in there.
Spank It.
Shout out. And then my favorite, obviously, with my boy Brennan here. We got the Infirmary. We've been on a dang roll, that's for sure.
The, what is it, Infirmary Doughboys.
Yes, yeah. Woohoo!
Oh, Fall Guys.
Oh,
but,
boy. Don't get me started.
Yeah, the Infirmary, they're okay, you know. They dece. But you know, Spank It, you know, Crank It. They got some merch going on.
We do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Shirts are pretty much gone. I think we have a few sizes in women's, but maybe another merch drop.
Ooh.
At some point.
Okay.
Who knows?
Also, no.
Yeah.
The Infirmary may probably soon. I don't know why I'm so brain farty today, you
right.
know? So shout out to the bad wiggly airs, you know, the stink lines in the brain.
Right.
The
brain farts.
The brain farts. Yeah. But how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Did a nice big day of work. Played some music at home.
Nice.
All the necessities.
The bare necessities.
Yes.
What are you playing at home?
Drums.
Drums.
One of the songs we're actually gonna listen to today, because Mr. Sandman shout out was so kind to give me a wood block, and
lit.
It's a key part, and it's awesome.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, just refining technique and playing as much as I can. I think the fall and the winter are super good times to just sit down. It's the end of the music season, you know. Yeah.
But there's Halloween, too. There's Halloween to think about.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Mm. Maybe witch's brew?
I'm already goose pimples on my arm.
Goose pimples.
Definitely a bunch of practice. Just, like, do some, like... It's a good time to do some folky stuff.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
Some
yeah.
Folky biz. But what do you think? Do you want to... Should we like make some talking points, or do you want to like go right into a jam and then we talk about the jam?
I think we could get into a jam to kind of start it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? You got to be all like... You got to be all in the...
Ooh, I got to know what we're playing here. What should we start with? I think I'm going to throw people for a loop, and we'll start with the sad song.
Yes.
Yes. That's your favorite. Yes.
I love sad wiggly ears.
Right.
That's yeah. I actually, like, that was, like, I mentioned that to you, but just that.
Yeah.
I was into, like, sad songwritery music before
right.
thrashiness.
Right.
And then, like, Sandy and our old bandmate Nate was just like, yeah, just like, you gotta liven it up a bit, and I'm like... Damn. But sad is all I know.
You got told. Yeah, this I like I generally take songs that don't necessarily have a specific meaning relating to my situation,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of mold my situation into the song and make it relatable in a way. And this song was super heavy for that specific reason. I had a dog that passed away a year ago, and she was super influential on me and how I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And the song doesn't necessarily, in meaning, lead to a relationship between you and your pet, but it's more of a relationship that you'll eventually be there again together, no matter when, mm-hmm. no matter what. And I don't know, I think it fit really well, and it brought some comfort and ease, you know, knowing that they're somewhere good, and
yeah.
I'll see them again one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you want to plug her in? And
wait, do you have the...
Oh, I don't have an aux cord.
What?
We have ran into technical difficulties.
Let's see. Do a freestyle rap while I connect.
Yo. I'm in a train car. Raising you ain't never been that far.
Raising the bar.
Raising the bar.
Jason Taylor.
I can't control my stools.
I can't control my stool. I need to find a can. I use a battering ram.
Give me the Metamucil. I'm in a true...
I'm a true problem in this municipal. With my Desert Eagle.
Schmeagle. Schmeagle. My precious.
Man, you guys are going to hear a keyboard clink, clink, clack. You know it's like Ooh. That. Coming through with straight networking. Yo, I don't care about no twerking. Yo, I be like on the high echelon. Yo, what is that? Playing Fall Guys till the break of dawn. Woohooing until I can't woohoo no more. Lo-fi and chill? I want,
to play Fall Guys more.
Fall Guys more. Yo, until my thumbs are sore. Baby girl. Okay, okay.
Sign him now.
What is, hold on. Freestyle a bit.
I'm freestyling. I'm out here wildin'. He's choosing the song. What song is it? You're gonna have to move on, cause we ain't playing it.
Yo,
just kidding. It's a banger.
Yo, but you dumpster juice.
Oh, ow.
Yo, you like what is it?
Orange juice.
You like
weirdo.
You could have ordered orange, but you ordered apple juice.
Ooh,
I'm an apple juice hater. Okay, I have it up. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. This is the end of the show.
Yeah, that was our wiggly air. Yo, this is... wait, which one were you picking? I have it pulled up.
Middle one.
Okay. Yo, I got sweaty palms.
Mm.
And that always happens. Not once, not twice, but... the rice.
Four times. No.
You missed the bit.
I can't count to three.
But shaking, it's all I know. This song's called Beyond the Pines. Amanda Bynes.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, enjoy.
Somewhere down the way, there's a hidden place that anyone, that all of us could find. But all the maps have failed to venture through the veil and realize these roads are intertwined. Far beyond those walls, gleaming black and white, further than our false schemes of wrong and right, to feel where we can walk, leaving all our names behind. I will meet you there, beyond the pines, templed in twilight or dawn, light and easy air, tracing the lines on our palms. wild breath, alone, complete. I will meet you there, beyond the pines, templed in twilight or dawn, the light and easy air, tracing the lines on our palms. I will meet you there, beyond the pines, templed in twilight or dawn, the light and easy air, tracing the lines on our palms. I'll meet you there.
Yo, oh. Yo, he's checking his list. He's checking it twice. He's checking if you are listening to the band thrice.
I want to be able to do that. You make it so natural.
I am like a menace when it comes to just, like, at work. I'm literally just, I work with someone who raps and, like, shout out to Travis Earthchild. And he,
I'm Earthchild.
Yo, yeah. And he, since he raps, we just freestyle all day, but then sometimes I'm just like, I can't stop, even though I should be working.
Bars!
Yo, and I'm here, like, well, nothing rhymes with working except twerking. Lurking?
Churning the butter.
Churning the butter. I don't use margarine because I have a mother.
That must be a sweet job. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. But do you know what's cooler? Jason Taylor.
Oh,
God damn it.
God damn it. I hate that.
I'm gonna shout out a sponsor because I'm that boy. Yo, I'm gonna shout out to Levi. I hope he hears this episode at some point. But
yes.
Well, he also has a page out now. Go follow it. Levi, you know, Levi Robson. Do it. This is back to our episode. Is give your mother, or is it give your mother our best? City West, City West, our local alternative for your telephone. I can't read this paper. Give me a sec. For your telephone, fiber, internet, and cable television, and you know, and they do what they do, and they do it well.
They City do a West. Really good job. Yep.
Internet needs.
Yeah, man.
This ain't test, City West.
I can't speak because I don't have City West, unfortunately.
Mm.
I want it very badly because fiber optic and there's nothing else you need to say.
Man, you know, fiber optic just makes me want to have some, like, some fiber-filled Fruit Loops. Mm.
Another inside joke no one will understand.
Yo, we out here cooking. Tell me about you're coming in with picks that are pretty different from last episode.
Yeah.
And tell me about just where you're at musically and why you're in that kind of that wiggly air space.
Right. I think the songs I brought last time were based off of what inspired me mainly to one, become a musician and fall in love with it. This time I kind of chose some songs that have come a lot later in my life, that kind of revived that feeling. I'm sure as many writers, artists, and whatever the heck, you know, you all go through blocks, and you can feel like you've plateaued, and you just don't know where to go, and these are super huge for just my growth and getting back into it. It's it creates some challenge for me, especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I can necessarily play all the songs. Just wait for Karma Wheel.
I definitely like that angle of just, like, stuff that are present. Because, I don't know. It's like, I guess people don't really talk that often about what's prison. Like, I guess just like in casual conversation, like everyone talks about, oh, wow, the Black Parade was there for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back when I was a kid. Yeah. And you don't really hear what people are just like, this song saved my life that came out last week.
Yeah.
Because that absolutely tells more about where someone is now.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely opens up a little bit. And I mean, music is so emotionally driven that it's, especially being in a band, we're able to share those songs that, like you say, influenced you back then, but it's more interesting to get that perspective on what they're maybe going through and being able to read into someone's life a little bit better by hearing what they're emotionally attaching to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and it's just, and it feels cool when you, like, what is that, get it, like, when something's, like, not speaking to you when you're younger, but then it clicks because you just, like, have experience, like, it shows you have experience in your life or something.
Yeah.
That a certain song speaks to you all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the most beautiful, like, development.
Oh, totally.
Is there any songs that you just, like, you wrote it off when you were younger, and then as you got older, you were just like, yo, fam?
Man, surprisingly, All of the Color and the Shape.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that would have been a childhood album to you.
So, it was. And it was weird. So, every road trip, every camping, at home, wherever we were, Foo Fighters was playing. It was the band to be playing in the household. And I don't know what it was, but there were just some songs that I didn't click with, like a good 75% of them. Like, Hey Johnny Park, I loved. Everlong, obviously, My Hero and whatnot. But there are some of those in-between songs that never got brought so far into fruition like the other ones did.
Yeah.
Not to say they're underground, but they have a bit of a smaller reputation. But yeah, like, going back, I was like, damn, this is a really perfected, beautiful album.
Hmm.
I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, and I feel bad saying that about Foo Fighters, but...
Was this, like, the only one I could assume? I love this song, so I'd be hurt if you didn't like it.
Right.
I'm kidding, but was it February Stars?
That was in that category.
See You, maybe?
See You, February Stars,
Walking After You. Is it all the slow jams?
Enough Space, actually.
What?
Yeah, man. It was too thrashy and shit for me. But, I don't know. But now, it didn't take a crazy amount of time. Like, I listened to it religiously as a kid because of my family was always listening to it. And then, you know, school comes back in, you start growing up, you spend less time with your family, and so it kind of died out, and I was listening to different things. And then grade 6 or 7, like a couple years before high school, I kind of hopped back into it, and that's when it finally clicked. I was like, man, I relate more, and I understand and can appreciate what they're playing a lot more now that I had, like, I was not mature at the time, obviously, but you have that growing and learning and understanding better of the world around you.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. And it's such a dynamic album that certain songs definitely is like, feels like it's catered to, it's like an album that's split into two different age ranges. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like a song like February Stars, or, you know, something like kind of more patient, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Is on the same album as Monkey Wrench.
Yeah.
Like, speaking for myself, I can't really listen to Monkey Wrench anymore. Like, it just feels like it isn't made for me anymore.
Right, right. Wind Up was a good one. I love that song.
Wanna see me wind up. Yeah. I think the good when you get older one is maybe Wasting Light. That's the one.
Uh-huh.
We're just talking about Foo Fighters now. We're not even talking about ourselves.
But the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters. Wasting Light is an absolute masterpiece, and I think everybody in the world should listen to it. I don't know if you've seen it, but there is a documentary on Netflix of them, like, recording and going over the whole thing, of just the adventure of recording it. And it is so cool. it's very cool to see that process done out. You know, you don't get to see every little detail, mm-hmm. but to see how they crafted it and get a bit of the behind the scenes look at it is super neat to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. It's been a long time since seeing it.
Yeah. I do feel bad. I don't have any Foo Fighters on the music catalog tonight, surprisingly.
That's fine. Well, we could improv as we go.
We gotta switch it up a little bit.
Did you want to... Because you mentioned it. Do you want to save it or do you want to listen to it? Because I had never heard it. Is Night Versus.
I'd love to play some Night Versus. Okay. I will give people a forewarning that it is super on the opposite spectrum of what we just played.
Oh, is it super hype?
Oh, man. I can't even describe it. It's a trip. Okay. It's an instrumental. So
we're going to take a trip on a little rocket ship.
Yep. Karma Wheel. It's... So the drummer, I saw a video on YouTube in like grade 8, just when I got into high school, and drumming was becoming super prominent in my life at that point. It had been, 4 years already,
mm-hmm.
Into drumming, and I saw this video of this dude, Eric Improta, and he was in the drum off. I forget what the brand is, but they do a drum off every year, and he didn't win, but holy moly, that dude can drum, and it just, it opened up a world of, holy moly, what can I do with this? So, he was in a band, Fever 333, for a while, and they were super kick-ass. They were kind of like a smaller Rage Against the Machine, in a way, with a little bit of prog to it. And then he left them and joined Night Versus, and I didn't know who the guitarist and bassist in Night Versus were. I still don't. But seeing the drum-off video and then seeing some videos of him playing this song, it is wild how much he has improved.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing all of that adapted skill and habits put into this, it's pretty wild. But I hope one day... with a lot of hard work, I could even come close to playing a minute worth of this song. It's absolutely wild.
That's kind of like me with Polyphia.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so let's see how the Karma Wheel feels.
Mm.
A Karma Wheel? Caramel feel.
Do you say caramel or caramel?
For this, I'm saying caramel, but it's caramel.
Okay, thank you.
Envelope. Envelope. So this is Karma Wheel, and this is by Night Versus off the album Karma Wheel. Enjoy. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
very destructive.
Wowie zowie, wowie zowie, wowie zowie. Some random ad. That reminds me of this song. I'm gonna see if this is what I'm thinking about. When I used to play, games way more than I do now.
Oh yeah.
This is like early.
Let's rock.
That's Duke Nukem.
Oh, beautiful! I love it. SpongeBob.
you know, cleanliness is the, what is it? Cleanliness is a good step to imaginaliness. That was Night Versus with the song Karma Wheel, Caramel Feel. That's not what it's called, but Karma Wheel.
Feel.
Electric Feel. But Karma Wheel was some doom kind of stuff. I was like ready to rip and tear, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they are. Oh my god, they're so wild. Yeah. What would you categorize them as?
That was, so that was like. it was metalcore.
Okay.
It was pretty metalcore-ish. Yeah. It was like borderline prog, but I don't think it was right. Proggy enough. It was like.
There weren't enough sections.
Yeah, it was pretty. it made me want to gent, as they say.
Yeah.
But that was, it was a good time. I had a good time.
Nice.
But, how did you hear of the Night Versus?
Pretty much, like, I followed, Eric on, or Arik, however you say his name. Followed him on Instagram, and he had a bunch of promotions saying that he joined Night Versus, and I've never been into the kind of music that he played up until now. I was just a big fan of his drumming, because it's so creative. The way he... what's the word? He interjects interesting ways of using his drum kit. You know, it's kind of like Travis Barker, for example, using cymbals as toms, or, you know, John Bonham and his fucking crazy hand solos on the drums, just playing with his hands.
Yeah.
You know, you find fun ways to manipulate the drum kit a little bit,
yeah.
And holy moly, is he ever good at that. But, yeah, he uses his limbs to his full extent. I am wiggling my arms.
Yeah, he's a pretty wiggly boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta be flexible.
Yo, we out here in the streets.
Disrespectable.
Disrespectable, suffering succotash. Yo, it's a bloodbath. I got like 3 billy.
Yo, my 3 billy compared to yo no milli.
Yeah, you know milli. Your flow kind of silly. I don't mess with onomatopoeia.
I can go somewhere with that, but I don't think we should.
Jason's like, see ya.
See ya.
Diarrhea.
Oh.
Indigestion. But, so, what do you think? Should we play?
What do we should do?
Concur. Should we play some little sister? Little sister.
Little sister. That sounds good. Yeah.
Bring her at once. Little sister. Little lullabies to paralyze. So this is Little Sister by Queens of the Stone Age off the album Lullabies to Paralyze. Mm. Yo, get between them thighs.
We're gonna start the song now.
You see,
we're back.
You see the look in my eyes. Yo, lullabies are paralyzed. Lullabies not. I'm gonna shout out a sponsor. Yo,
great timing to show.
I shout out. Let's see. Hold up. Hold up. Hey, we going to the next episode. Hey. Shout out to the Babine Animal Hospital.
Whoa.
Hey.
Shout out.
Because they put in band-aids on their paws and their beans. Talking about cats.
Shout out. That is a super wholesome job. I love it. I super support that.
It definitely takes a strength to do something like that.
Totally.
My cat, you know, I could barely, if I step on her tail, then it's game over.
Oh man, I feel bad for a week.
Putting a syringe in a cat must be like.
Totally. Mm-mm. No.
So you guys are doing a good job.
Yeah. Shout out.
The Babeen Hospital. Animal Hospital. Yeah. If you forget the animal, it just sounds like.
Babeen Hospital.
Yeah, just Babeens.
Babeens.
That I'm Babeen, so I'd be like, ow, I rolled my ankle. They'd be like, let's go to the hospital. No, guys.
Go to the Babeens.
Yeah.
The Babeens.
They'd be like, they'd turn me away and they'd be like, you gotta go Babeen Hospital.
Oh.
This is a dumb bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that was Little Sister from Queens of Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, turn the page. I need to stop.
Your Earth Child is changing you.
Yeah. Shaking the earth, you know?
It's like the curse. You have to sing everything you say for the rest of your life. You just freestyle.
Like a musical. What do I do to make Jason love me?
You don't have to do anything. I already love you.
So he says. And then I'd be in like a prop bid singing that.
Yeah.
Like on stage. Man, I miss seeing like stage stuff. Shout out to Della Herman.
Yeah, I just miss I miss school as a whole, man.
Do you?
Yeah. I think, as every kid does, I overthought everything and got super stressed out by the simplest shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I believe that a large portion of people, if they could go back, even if they didn't have to change anything, just to experience that little social aspect, the miniature world that you're put into, it's something definitely a lot of kids take for granted. Mm. And I mean, there's a lot of experiences in life that probably feel that way, but school is definitely one of the biggest ones. Maybe try a little harder in band.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I'll come clean. If Doogie's listening, this is my closure.
Mm.
That I never bothered to learn to read music.
Really?
That I just played. I learned the chord shapes just by, you know, just by like trial and error. It worked for Doogie.
Yeah.
And then I played all the songs by ear.
Holy moly. That is not easy in jazz band either.
That's
pretty wild.
The drums will stop in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I'll go into halftime, and then that's how I knew.
That's incredible. I don't know if I could have gotten... I could have gotten through, and I kind of did get through it without reading too much sheet music. Specific things got really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Note value was something that I struggled with heavily. But mainly, you know, I could sight read to a point where I get the general gist of it, but I'm pretty much making it up on my own, which I think is a really good thing to do for improvisation. Mm. And that is one of my stronger suits for sure. It's kind of fallen off since I haven't been in school.
Yeah.
So, but I would love to go back just to do it all over again, because why the heck not?
Yeah, for sure. The whole, thing that's like taken for granted in my eyes, like kind of relates to what you're saying, is the whole like that we hated it, but they did put us on a steady ritual.
Yeah.
And that kept us like consistently, whether we liked it or not, leveling up in some way.
Yeah.
And like just getting in that ritual and a curriculum and all that, like that's something that's so hard to like create and to just like have that consistency with as an adult.
Yeah
like you don't have that annoying person telling you to do something, and then after you're just like, damn, they were on to something.
They were right. They were on to something. It's like they've been living 30 years longer than I have.
Yeah. Damn, maybe it's good to eat fruits and vegetables.
I should go to gym class. Yeah. And there's specific teachers, especially, that, you know, I've gone to a couple and been like, I am so sorry for how some kids are. Because there are the groups of let's call them misbehaving children.
For us.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things.
I'm gonna get egged. I'm gonna get egged by Furtos now.
Yeah,
and they're rip and dip.
They're gonna come after you.
In joggers.
Yeah. Hey, I love joggers. Don't tiss me.
Well, at least you're not wearing rip and dip.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Or no, actually, it's not rip and dip. It's Teddy Fresh. Wait, you have Teddy Fresh?
I do have a.
You're not Furto.
Damn it!
They stole your steez.
Ah, bummer. Yeah, I love my Teddy Fresh hoodie, by the way. Shout out.
You give it a good name.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you are a good man.
Aw.
You don't egg my house. And
I try not to.
But, so, back on the wavelength.
Back on the weaves.
Back on the weaves. We've been talking about present influences and talking about... This episode's been a lot about, like, coming of age.
Yeah.
This has a theme, and we didn't even mean to.
And it was so last minute, too.
Yeah.
I think so, I texted you at,
like two hours ago or something. Oh, no. Maybe. Wait. Maybe I saw the message. I saw the message really late.
I sent it at work at some point today. I was like, man, I could go with some wiggly airs today.
And then I was like, I could go with some Jason right now. Yo, I got a little Monica on the side. Jason's all I need. So that's what you've listed off so far.
And mm-hmm.
I haven't. The ideas I have is if you have another one in your back pocket, or if you want to play an infirmary song for fun.
I think an infirmary song could be pretty fun.
Because they're my favorite band. Except for your favorite band, they're my favorite band. But shout out your favorite band. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. What tune would you like to?
Should we play?
I kind of like the idea of Eight Lives.
Eight Lives, yeah. Eight Lives or Queens, one of those two.
Yeah.
They're both good in their own way.
I mean,
do we want a groove or do we want a kind of rocky groove? I'm just filling in dead space.
Groove. Let's groove some eight lives. I think the people want Eight Lives.
It's the people.
We'll give them what they want.
Yo, I rage against the system. I don't care what y'all think. Yo, I am above the status quo. I spit on the floor of where you buy yo-yos, yo.
This is slam poetry, not freestyle. Yeah.
The rain flies sideways because the moon has gone away. But I still feel the night. And my stars don't align.
Oh, no.
But you don't care about the children crying. You just care about your bread and red wine.
Bread and red wine?
Red wine. McDonald's.
McChicken meal.
McChicken meal.
You're making me McChicken feel the pain.
Yeah, feel the pain. They got my order wrong. Now I must walk in shame.
Back to the place I came.
Back the way I came before colonization.
Oh my god.
I'm joking.
I have no voice on this matter.
You're in this now.
No, please, I didn't do anything.
Sponsored by the Slam Poet Association.
The most touchy times to bring to bring up a sponsor. First, it's let me get between your thighs. I'd like to see a sponsor. And now it's colonization. I am not going to say anything more.
He's adopted into my clan. No, I'm joking. We're going to play Eight Lives. Eight Lives from the EP Black Holes. Well, I guess it's called Queen of Owns. Bracket Black Holes. Because
yes.
It's like a concept album. And it's by the band we're in called The Infirmary. And I hope you enjoy it. This one's... Oh. Here we go.
I'm not what comes before me. Again.
freaking what did that do that again? What did that sound like?
Eric.
You sound like freaking like a Pokemon. I'm just trying to think of a very specific one.
Charmander.
So stop. Get out of my studio.
And then we got and then we got
Inga.
And then we got
I like Inga. Like, I think are you talking about the one with the cats and stuff?
Like, yeah, the cat, like, pictures? The kids drawing horses.
Yeah. We got
and then we got Skeep. And then we got me.
And Bean Ink.
Oh, those are so good.
So we are near the end here, and
I think we may
while we this. While we talk, while we lock the chamber of our hearts, because we have been hurt far too many times. Lime, citrus. Yeah, I got so much hibiscus, iced tea, but these leaves don't turn green. These leaves leave misery? I don't know. But, right. So just in the little time we got, we could kind of, like, do a little thingy when we just kind of, like, wrap it up. But, like, if you want to do in the background, like, if you want to find a song, play it out. If you only if you want.
We should put on Green Onions for a background song.
Green Onions?
Yeah.
Is that on Spotify?
It is. You're going to know it immediately.
Okay. So this will be in the background. Okay. So, it was 19...
It was 1999. I was a young lad. I was walking down the street, and suddenly, I saw a man. He had this certain groove to him. Mysterious, in fact. I didn't know what to think.
And I told you, I didn't know what to think.
That's all I have to say. What more do you want from me?
Boy, was he funky.
He was a funky man.
He's a funky man. But then...
He died!
He died! Yeah, I was gonna say. Then he drove his Dodge Caravan! What did he drive it into?
The water.
He drove it into the water! He drowned in... No, that's too dark.
No. It turned into a submarine van!
Because he was a secret agent man.
Ooh. He drove down to the center of the earth, where he was imploded by magma.
Where he found Dwayne The Rock Johnson. At the journey to the center of the earth.
What?
Molten lava forms Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Was he in that movie?
He was in the sequel.
Okay. What's the dude with the knee? He's got the bug eyes. He was in that movie, The Whale.
That's not nice.
Well, no, that's what the movie's called.
No, the bug eyes.
Oh, shit, yeah.
He's Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser. Put some respect on his name.
His slightly bulbous eyes.
Fast and bulbous.
Or small eye sockets. Would that be a cause? I have bulgy eyes.
I guess you and I have very different eyes.
We do. Yeah.
That's why we complete each other. Like, he sees what I can't see. But I hear what he can't hear.
Vice versa, yeah. Oh, okay. I like it.
So, we were brothers. One couldn't hear. One couldn't see.
Oh my god.
One couldn't drive standard. So they crashed into it. Okay.
They were actually the worst duo on the planet because they couldn't communicate in any way, shape, or form. But they made it.
Because the car was a submarine.
And they made it to the center of the... I would love to see Journey to the Center of the Earth, but like...
I know the next one. This one's good. Okay, so...
We have 1 minute.
Oh.
Hey! What? the matter with all wrong song?
This is The Doors. The Doors. Dog.
Is it by same people?
No.
Oh.
They are a band. He is a man.
He's a man.
Go,
little fella.
So we have 1 minute to save the world. So who are you?
I'm Jason. I'm big narcissist Jason Taylor.
Oh man, that's my nickname. I wish I could reach those levels. Yeah.
It's all about me at the end of the day, and we both know that.
Like, he could slap a dog in his face.
I mean, I wouldn't want to.
So you slap dogs, and you slap babies, and you slap drums.
I mean, I guess so.
I'm kidding. He doesn't do any of those things. He's a nice guy. But you slap the drums for who?
I do. All three bands, Whiskey Rose, The Infirmary, and Crank It. It is a lovely time. You know?
But,
there's nothing better.
Yes. And a little bit of cheddar. And I want to, this is really loud, I want to thank you for being on the show. And you are the man.
Thank you, man.
And I'd love to have you back if you ever want to. Absolutely. If you want to talk about music that, like, since we talked about the prison, you'd be like, this is stuff that I don't even like yet. This is from the future.
We'll play a bunch of country.
Oh, yeah, Whiskey Rose.
Did I just upset a bunch of people?
But thank you for coming on, and is there anything you want to plug before bouncing?
We'll be playing Witch's Brew, Crank It, and potentially some Infirmary action.
That'd be cool.
Please do come out. Listen to our new EP, Infirmary. Queen of Wands, Black Holes.
Yeah, if you know what's good for you.
If you know what's good for you, if you like grooving.
If you like, sauce.
Mm.
And chops.
Mm-hmm.
And grease.
Ooh. I couldn't describe it better myself.
But this has been The Influence of Wiggly Air, and thank you for listening. This is CSCK 93.9, getting into your minds.
Mm.
And let's tip your favorite slam poet.
Kill it.
We got a hater.
Go to commercial.
Thank you guys for listening, and this was Brennan, and this is
Jason.
Thank you.
Ciao, bye. Everybody.